goodness, what do you want?
It was right over.
Yeah, right over my head.
Okay, a big baby, I'll talk to you a real easy one.
Oh,
nobody tagged him.
You're out. The ball was caught. Wasn't it, Mr. Wilson? Wasn't he out?
You're all out. In fact, if you're not out in 10 seconds, it'll be my turn at bat. Now, scoop! Like the other collectors. I don't want it all. Oh, Martha, you're not thinking of throwing these things out, are you?
Now, you never go near them. They've been collecting dust in the attic for years.
No, but they're my old baseball mementos.
Golly, Mrs. Wilson, are you going to throw this out? It's a picture of a real baseball player. George Rabbit Wilson.
Keepers, Mr. Wilson, it's you. It's Denzel right here. Look.
That's right, Dennis. It's me.
It's Ivy.
Oh, it can't be you, Mrs. Wilson. This guy has a mustache.
I do, Mrs. Wilson. Mr. Wilson, I hope I haven't kept you waiting.
Hi there, Buzz.
Keepers, Buzz, I'm glad you didn't get here sooner, because then I wouldn't have seen all this swell junk. Look.
Well, I haven't got my glasses, Dennis. What is it, a walrus?
A walrus?
That's not a walrus, Buzz. That's Mr. Wilson when he was a baseball player.
No offense intended, Mr. Wilson. I just don't see as good as I used to. So you were a baseball player?
Well, for a while in my youth, yes. Class double H, semi-pro.
Well, what do you know?
Come along, Buzz. There's more junk in the house.
Boy, that sure is a swell picture of you, Mr. Wilson. Can I have it?
Well, I don't know, Dennis.
It sure would give me inspiration during the baseball season. I'd hang it up in my room, and I'd see it just before I went to sleep, and as soon as I woke up in the morning.
You're a very nice boy. All right, Dennis, it's yours.
Oh, boy, where do I show Tommy? Where do I show Dad?
Yeah, just out of luck, Crandall ducking the job and moving out of town.
Yeah, well, if you ask me, that's why he moved.
Now, boys, each of us has organized and will manage his own team, but we need a president for the whole league to handle last-minute details. And as chairman, I hereby call for nominations from the floor.
Can I nominate? I'm on the floor.
What are you doing down there? Go out and see if you can help Mom with the cake and coffee.
But I know we'll make a swell present for you, Dad.
Dennis, you'll have to stop bothering us.
Hold on a minute, Mitchell. We haven't come up with anybody yet. Who'd you have in mind, Dennis?
Good old Mr. Wilson.
Can't you get your kid to stop bothering us? We need somebody who knows the difference between a home run and a home loan.
Mr. Wilson knows everything about baseball. He was a famous professional player, and his team won the pennant.
Wilson, a professional baseball player?
Now, Dennis.
Sure he was. I'll show you.
Hey, Brady, I think we got a live one.
Now, wait a minute. We can't ask Mr. Wilson to do this. He doesn't have any kids in the Pee Wee League. Besides, he's retired. He's
available. Get him over here, Mr.
Oh, now, that isn't fair. This job is nothing but a lot of headaches.
Well, what's the harm in asking Wilson? We can't make him take the job. We'll just put it to him. Honest and straightforward. And when this little nipper here showed us your picture, we all decided to put it to you. Honest and straightforward. Mr. Wilson, it would be a great honor to have you as the president of the Pee Wee League.
Yes, that's the truth, Mr. Wilson. That's the truth.
To be quite honest, Mr. Wilson, it does mean some hard work.
Well, I just finished helping Mrs. Wilson with the spring cleaning, and, well, frankly, gentlemen, I wanted to do nothing for a while but just sit in my easy chair.
Keepers, as president, won't Mr. Wilson have his own easy chair?
Why, sure. And what better way to relax than by whiling away your time in the great outdoors? Besides, it's mostly an honorary position.
Boy, I bet Mr. Cranky would put a big story about you in the paper.
That's a splendid idea, Dennis. I'll call him tonight. Such unselfish civic-mindedness should not go unheralded.
We would appreciate it, Mr. Wilson, if you think you should.
Shucks, I don't know what to say.
That's easy, Mr. Wilson. Just say yes.
Well, by golly, yes.
And now, Mr. Wilson, it's with a great deal of relief, a pleasure, that I present you with this whistle, a symbol of your office. Size of it, Wilson. Just a few last-minute details to be cleaned up before our season gets underway.
A few last-minute details? Well, Brady, what is this, some kind of practical joke or something? Just listen to this list I've written. Rocks and weeds have to be cleared from the field. Fences have to be repaired and painted. The equipment and uniforms have to be distributed. Umpires and scorekeepers have to be recruited and organized. Well, it just makes me tired reading this list. Brady, you don't want a Pee-wee League president. You want a construction gang.
Just a minute, Wilson. We didn't force you to take this job.
Well, you can't force me to keep it either. Here, you can take back your so-called honorary position and your so-called symbol of office, and you can...
Mr. Wilson!
For heaven's sake.
Like the heroic boy of Flanders who stuck his finger in the dike to save his town from a flood, so our own Mr. George Wilson stepped into the shoes of R.C. Crandall to save the Pee-wee League from striking out. Faced with a problem of...
All right, Dennis, stop. That's enough.
There's lots more.
Well, you can't back out now, Wilson. After that story, it'd make you the laughing stock of the whole town.
All right, baby. All right. I know when I'm licked.
Well, nice write-up in the paper, Mr. Wilson. You must be pleased.
Well, no, not pleased exactly, Mitchell. A little sadder and perhaps wiser, but not pleased.
Well, Mr. President, I showed you where the pick and shovel and the wheelbarrow are kept. Let's get cracking. Better clear the rocks off the field first, huh?
Don't you worry, Mr. Wilson. When I'm not practicing, I'll help you pile up rocks and things.
Oh, joy. That's the last of those.
Mr. Wilson, have a cold one on the house.
Oh, good, good, Alice.
Honestly, I don't know what the Pee-wee League would have done without you this past week.
Oh, well, thank you. I could certainly use one of these.
Well, nothing like taking it easy, eh, Wilson?
Taking it easy? Why, Brady, this is the first break I've taken.
Look, Wilson, there's a couple of things you overlooked. You'll have to get some new base pads. And when you distributed the uniforms, you goofed on my manager's cap. It's too small.
Oh, no, the cap's not too small, Brady. Your head's just too big.
Hi, fellas.
Well, what's the matter, Mitchell boy? A little out of condition? Well, I guess managing separates the men from the boys, eh?
We finished practice. You can have the field, Brady.
Oh, the Tigers don't need much practice, Mitchell. When I found out our leadoff game tomorrow is with your Bears, I've been taking it kind of easy.
Are you sure you're all right, dear? You look terrible.
Well, aside from being a little hoarse and being sore all over and being a little winded and tired, I'm fine, I guess.
I think you should go home and take a hot shower.
Okay, dear, I will.
Don't, that Brady. Mitchell, I just hope your team beats the socks off him tomorrow.
Well, he's got a strong team, but I think we can. Mr. Wilson, I'm sorry I haven't been able to help you around here. I know you've had a lot of thankless work to be done.
Oh, that's all right, Mitchell. After today, I'll be back in my easy chair, and believe me, it'll take a derrick to get me out.
Well, if it were just laryngitis, it wouldn't be so bad, but you have 102-degree temperature, Henry.
I guess we'll just have to forfeit the game.
Oh, and after all my hard work. Well, I guess that's the only thing you can do, Mitchell.
Keepers, you mean give up without even trying?
I'm afraid so, son. Team's got to have a manager. It's one of the league rules, you know that. Unless Mr. Wilson would. No, that'd be asking too much.
Well, you'll be up in a day or so. Take good care of him, Alice. I'll just run along.
I'm disappointed, Dad. Mr. Wilson! Mr. Wilson!
Huh? What is it, Dennis?
Won't you manage our team for just this one game, please?
No, Dennis, I will not.
Mr. Wilson!
Oh, what are you doing here?
Your wife told me I'd find you here. Look, Wilson, can't you do anything right? First you give me a hat that's too small, then you give me one that's too big. Now, how am I supposed to manage a team today in this contraption?
Oh, relax, Brady. The game has been called on account of laryngitis. Henry Mitchell's sick.
Well, that's one way to weasel out of getting clobbered.
Won't you change your mind and manage our team just this once, Mr. Wilson? Look, I'm wearing your picture for good luck.
Oh, Wilson managed the team. Oh, now I've heard everything.
And just what is so funny about that, Brady?
Mr. Wilson was a real baseball player.
Yeah, that I'm a bullfighter.
Oh, is that so? Well, it just so happens the proof is right here. This happens to be the official souvenir picture each and every member of the Herkimer County pennant-winning team have taken.
Pennant-winning team. That's a fella. You were just dressed up for a masquerade, weren't you?
A masquerade? A masquerade? Dennis, if your offer is still open, I'll be honored to manage the Bears today for you.
Oh, this is too much.
You will? Get him, come on, get him, come on.
All two, hi. Right, great.
Howdy, Mrs. Mitchell.
Oh, hello, Buzz. Another load of junk?
Yeah, I'm on my way to the dump. I thought I'd like to stop by and catch a little bit of the game if it isn't too late.
I'm afraid it is for the Bears, Buzz. It's the top of the sixth, and the Tigers are leading 5-0. Correction, please. My Tigers are leading 6-0, and it's the last inning.
That's the way to go in there, Billy boy. You want to forfeit the game, Wilson? No sense in prolonging the agony.
The game's not over till the last out of the last inning, Brady. Come on now, Dennis. Bear down. Remember, Bears, two away. All one.
All right, Billy.
Really fix it.
Come on, Dennis. Just one more is all we need.
Tommy.
Okay, men. When we go out there this time, we're going to use a little psychology. Well, I've got one for each of you. We're going to play a little joke on Wilson.
Now, let's see. Tommy's up first. Dennis, you're on deck, and Herbie's in the hole.
Oh, Mr. Wilson! Look! It's a masquerade,
just wanted to make you feel at home.
Come on, Bears. Now, let's get some run.
Get out there, gang. Come on. Tell me the one thing that makes you madder than anything. Newton?
Cello lessons.
Chuck?
My teacher, Miss Perkins.
Stevie?
Dancing and girls.
Now, when you get up to home plate, I want you to think that the ball is the one thing that makes you madder than anything, and it's your one chance to give it a shock. Okay?
Oh, yeah!
Oh! Get out there. All right, Mullins, back in the dugout now. All right, come on now. Remember, Newton, cello lessons. Cello, 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 cello. All right, now, Stevie, remember, dancing with girls, girls. Go on, remember.
Girls, girls, dancing, girls. What's he doing over there anyway?
Okay, Chuck. Now you get in there and remember Miss Perkins. Remember, go on. Teacher, 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 Perkins.
On what grounds?
Why, unfair signals, that's why. I never saw or heard anything like them. Where'd you get them, anyway?
At a masquerade, Brady.
You're all right, Bud?
Sure, I was just hauling it out to the dump.
Oh, boy! Oh, you're a wonderful boy. Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Kenneth, where on earth did you get that?
From Buzz's junk truck. It's for you, Mr. Wilson.
For me? Whatever for, Dennis?
To sit in while you manage the Bears.
Oh, no, Dennis.
Even, Mr. Wilson, you said you always wanted to belong to the Easy Chair League, and until Dad gets well and comes back, you can manage the Bears from your own easy chair.
Well, all right, Dennis, all right.
I feel good. That's a good idea.
And I certainly want to thank you, Mr. Wilson, for coming to my rescue the last few days.
Well, you sound all right. Are you sure you feel well again?
Oh, Henry's fine now, thanks to 18 pills and about 14 quarts of orange juice. Oh, and you, of course, Mr. Wilson.
Hey, Mr. Wilson! Mr. Crinky's coming up the walk. He says he wants to talk to you.
Crinky? Now, what could he be wanting?
Maybe he wants to put in his paper the swell way you manage the Bears.
Anybody home?
Oh, hello, Crinky. Yes, come on in.
Good morning, George.
Morning, Mr. Wilson.
Good morning,
Mr. Mitchell. I've got to hand it to you, George. You're a remarkable man.
Well, it's remarkable I'm still alive after what I've been through.
Why, what you've done in Pee Wee baseball has created such a stir, George, that my paper has decided to sponsor a Pee Wee football league.
Well, that's your problem, Crinky.
Well, the baseball season will soon be over, and, well, everything falls right in the line.
What falls in the line?
You, George.
Oh, now, Crinky, if you think...
Now,
for one...
George, we need a good president, and you've had experience.
Jesus, that's well. You were a football player, too. Come, Mr. Wilson.
Now, look here, Crinky. I'll do nothing of the sort. Now, you can take
it's
your...
too late. I took the liberty of putting your picture in the paper this morning.
My picture?
Wilson. Draft. Why, this is fantastic.
Oh, don't you worry, George. It's merely an honorary position. If you'll meet me at the stadium tomorrow morning, it's a little overgrown, a few little weeds and bushes to pick up and stuff like that.
No, 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 Frank. Stop.